Friday, August 9th, 2019. Welcome to the Nightcap. Today on the podcast, we got a good friend of mine, MC, Bronxite, Kingsbridge legend. Pete Powers is with me today. Talking about a few things, some current events, his current music situation, and just an overall funny ass dude and good guy. People have this ill perception of, you know, who Pete is, but it's either because you don't know him, you heard some stories, or you did some fucked up shit that he had to check. But after this, my interview with Pete Powers. Peace, y'all. Welcome to the Nightcap. I have no fucking clue what episode this is, but I got my partner with me, and his phone is ringing. Yeah, yeah. Powers, say what up, man.
Yo, what up, man? What's poppin'? You already know, nigga. It's pin the tail on PD, not playing. You know what I'm saying? Bro, what up? Fuck anybody up. Clothesline bitches off mountain bikes. Talk to me.
Yo, so we just came from a friend of ours, friend of yours, now friend of ours, Products Studio, and that shit looked pretty official.
Nah, that shit official, man. Yo, blessings to his studio. You know what I mean? Everything coming out swell. Everything's coming out. It's a gift, yo. Dope ass concept. Everything.
I know you got a lot of shit going on right now. What's up with your album?
Well, the album will be out in, well, first of all, it's titled On Borrowed Time. It'll be out, most likely, if it ain't out, Labor Day, somewhere in September. You know what I'm saying?
Why that title? Why On Borrowed Time?
On Borrowed Time, man. Let's think about it, right? We all on borrowed time. You know what I'm saying? Nobody know they nobody know when they gonna go. Nobody know how long they staying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody knows they check in or they check out. You know what I'm saying? And think about it, right? When you die, if you come in as a baby and you die as a baby sometimes, if you catch old timers or something like that, or unless you die of natural causes or a freak accident or something like that, or somebody kills you.
Right.
So it's like you come in as a baby and you go out as a baby. You know what I'm saying? And you're on borrowed time until that corner comes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I say that shit all the time, too. Well, not on borrowed time, but the only thing that we have to do in life is die, eventually.
Nah, I hear you. I hope this nigga hold on to me. I still got a lot of shit I gotta do.
You have any plans for the rollout? I mean, I know you just released Bottles. That video looked super official.
Bottles is, you know, I'm giving you, you know, yes, P Powers from Ultra War, but I'm giving you Powers, you know what I'm saying? This right here is Powers, you know what I mean? I am a CEO of Ultra War. This shit right here, this is the gate opener, bro. This is where I open the door, get the closer behind me, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know, walk the whole team in this shit. I'm shot for a deal. I ain't playing with these niggas. I ain't never shot before, tell you the truth. Ever in my life. Always been an independent situation.
Why? Did you ever try to, or you just, that's just an avenue just, that you ain't wanna
know,
go down?
Man, you know what I mean? I was doing it as a hobby, and then I started taking it serious.
But when you were like popping, like when you came on my radar, I was probably 13, 14 years old, and you was already all over the place. It was a hobby for you back then?
It was still a hobby. You know why I say it was still a hobby? Because I was still in the street, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm still wilding, you know what I'm saying? Ignorant, you know what I'm saying? On my bullshit. So, you know, it just, as time grew, you know what I'm saying? It's how serious the craft grew with me. You know what I'm saying?
Was there a specific moment that you decided to take it more serious, or did it just naturally turn into that?
I don't know, man. I was growing with the times and growing with my favorite MCs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was listening.
Oh, yeah, you did say that before, that you kind of like,
I was one of them fucking,
one of them
Captain Weirdo niggas that'll fucking rap to himself in the mirror and shit. You know what I'm saying? Wake up Weirdo. Rapping, you know what I'm saying? You know? Couldn't get a deal being a superhero, you know what I'm saying? So,
right. Couldn't get a deal being. Now, knowing you, and knowing.
Marvel didn't call me.
Knowing you for so long, and knowing who you are, where you come from, and things of that nature. And I don't know your whole story, but I know a lot of it. A lot of your music, or most of your music, was extremely graphic, extremely violent. Was there a reason for that? Was that by design, or like, what was that something that you consciously did, or was that just what you was feeling at the time?
I don't know, man. Growing up, short nigga, chip off the old block. You know what I'm saying? With the chip on the shoulder. Always, you know what I'm saying? On some confrontational bullshit. You know?
Right.
Or trying to save somebody's ass. You know how they got Captain Save a Hole? I was Captain Save the Hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was just putting it on the line, B. You know, you live and you learn, man. Now, this is a more mature me. I'm looking for a different demographic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want a heavier bag. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I don't want the book bag.
right.
that shit. You know what I'm saying? I want the shit that I can't carry like I have a body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going for it, B. And I don't see no reason why, man. I feel like it's owed to me. I mean, who am I to tell God what he owes me? Just me breathing alone should be my gratefulness. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you've been a lost gem in the hood for so many years.
Karma's a bitch, bro. I probably smacked a few rappers in.
You think that's what it is? Do you think that's what your karma has been what's held you back from? Because I don't even look at you. I look at you as a success in many ways.
Well, I mean. It's great right now, you know what I'm saying, not to be just, I'm not a statistic, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That was what the aim was for before, just, you know, on bullshit coming up, that nobody wants to be a statistic, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, here I am, you know what I'm saying, I stand tall, you know what I mean, for being a 5'6" motherfucker. There's been many accomplishments, you know what I'm saying, in my life, you know what I mean? And it's not just with music, man, I'm a stand-up dude, man, you know, father.
Yeah, that's what
you know,
I'm saying.
To his daughter, you know what I mean? I just handle mine, man. The word real is just overrated. You know what I'm saying? Fuck real.
Right.
You can say everything is real, fuck that. So I'm a stand-up dude, you know what I'm saying? On all platforms.
Yeah, you've never changed either.
You know what I mean? I don't change face, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that knows me and know that, you know, I don't forget shit neither. I look like I don't want to be approached. I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying, for having a serious face, but look where we live in.
Yeah.
Look at the time we live in. I'm from the Bronx, bro. You better have a serious face. You know what I mean?
Right.
Stepping out the dugout. You know what I mean?
And how you feel about the climate right now? Like, the climate of the world. With all the crap. For instance, let's talk about this. Mass shootings, right?
Yeah.
We're little more than halfway through the year. We've had close to 300 mass shootings in America.
Yeah.
Does that type of stuff affect you at all? Like, do you think about that stuff? Are you conscious of it? Because you've been through a lot of shit in your life as well. Is it something that you just brush off? Or do you think about that? Or, like, what is your position in politics? Like, do you even pay attention to it?
Nah, I'm definitely on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you not? You know what I'm saying? It's sad that, you know, five boroughs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's very laid back.
Right.
Very... not paying attention to the importance of what's going on in the world today, you know what I mean? Especially in politics, you know what
it's
I mean?
True. Yeah,
especially,
it's
you
true.
You know, and you know, don't get me wrong, I ain't shitting on the ladies or nothing like that, because they're all women that know their shit. But then there's women that can't even have a fucking conversation
right.
with them about this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, current events is serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta know what's going on.
Do
I don't see myself, you know what I'm saying, in a line for anything. I don't see myself like Jesse the Body Ventura trying to fucking,
you ain't gonna run for city council anytime soon.
But I do see myself in a conspiracy situation because, you know,
right.
I do fucking know my shit. And we do gotta, you know, it's freedom of speech, yeah, no doubt. That's the scary part about it.
And that's the scary part about being around you a lot, is that you don't bite your tongue at all. Whether it be a joke you're cracking or a truth you're telling, it seems like... you have to get what you got to say out there. Do you have to censor yourself ever? Like, do you ever get to a point where you're like, man, maybe I shouldn't? I mean, as a father, right? As a father, as a man, are you ever at a point where you're like, maybe I shouldn't say something? Because I know, I mean, you respect everybody, and I noticed that because you're a man.
I give respect to get it, you know what I'm saying? I give respect.
But your humor is definitely not politically correct. And neither is mine. But I just wonder, do you ever think about that? Do you ever say, man, maybe I should censor myself a little more? Or is it a situation where you're like, shit, maybe I should say more shit so people could lighten up? Like, how do you ever even think about those things?
I do. And I don't give a fuck, my nigga. I'm not really caring about the filter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm talking like, you know what I mean? I'm talking like it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But, you know, then again, being a father, there might be certain things that you don't want out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to just put out there and be judged, and especially me. I have an autistic daughter. You know what I mean? I'm an advocate for my child. So at the end of the day, that's the serious part about me. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, I niggas is smoking weed, niggas doing shit, and you got it all on your IG. You don't see me with a blunt in my hand on
never.
IG.
Yeah, never.
You don't see me doing all that shit. I might say some wild shit, but you won't catch me showing you some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, that's important, especially as being a father, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, from what I know and what I see and what I follow with you, because I'm still a fan first. I mean, we're friends, we're brothers, but I'm still a fan first. There's nothing out there that people can hold against you that...
Bro, they're showing the wildest shit on TV right now. Why not say the wildest shit?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? there was shit that we thought we'll never see on TV that we like, some of us gotta turn our fucking face because it gets a little crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know this. Why is it that if we all noticed that in any of these movies, any of these series, why we never see, because you know it's always right and it's always good and it's great, especially for the younger youth, to promote safe sex.
Yeah.
So why is it that there's not a segment where you about to get the ass and then you like you go in your pocket and pull out that condom?
Yeah, that never happens. You don't see that anymore.
Now we ain't gotta capture you putting the motherfucker on, but at least we know that you gave the crowd that bell that went off in your head, the light bulb, like nigga. I mean, you ever noticed that though? Like,
I never paid attention.
Nigga about to get ass. He already in the ass before.
Right.
Like he just in the ass. Like and even how the fuck nigga you even get hard? You got in the ass.
Fuck that. A subliminal lesson to kids to use protection.
Use protection, man. It gotta be a point. Why we don't catch a motherfucker going to the store, man, to go get condoms? The only movie that we seen doing that shit was Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, there was one too. That dude said he had the.
You
condom
better lick it before you stick it.
Yo, what's your thought on this top 50 rappers list that's been coming out? Everybody been writing their own list. Do you have a list?
Oh, a list of what again?
Your top MCs. Like, is there a rotating? Is there a five? Not including yourself. Is there a five that you would put?
I wouldn't even put myself, nigga. I'm not even on it like that, man. I'm grateful for niggas understanding my story. You know what I'm saying?
No
but
doubt.
If I had to pick. There's a lot of niggas, man. Black Thought, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Will be on my shit. That nigga's Ether.
Yes.
You know? Styles P is on my list because that's just my nigga right there, B.
No doubt.
Never had a chance to really have a, you know, get a friendship relationship going with the homie, but I'm pretty sure if I make it where I want to go, we'll be in that studio bumping heads.
Right.
No rainbow. But, you know, Nas is one. If I had to think right now, is there anybody right now, anybody...
Is there anybody currently now?
I gotta give one. I gotta give it to Drake too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta give it to Drake. I can't play the nigga like, you know.
Right.
There's a lot. You know who surprised me a lot, man, with growth?
Who's that?
You know, but the Capo album, Jim Jones's album, right now, that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Dope.
Surprised me. Dope as hell. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Niggas always looked at, you know, Jim as the underdog. You know what I mean? Next to Cam.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because Cam
right.
is, you know, Cam is that nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga, my son Jimmy, did his thing and shit. I ain't even mad at him.
Is there anybody in the game, or in music in general, they don't even just gotta be rap, that people would be surprised to hear about that you would want to work with?
Surprised. The kid Knowledge.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No, Logic.
Logic. Oh, I was gonna say Knowledge is another dude.
Yeah,
Logic is dope.
Logic is dope, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you know, you gotta think about it. Logic is on that good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That extra good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With a good content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know.
It's a smart motherfucker, too.
There's a difference between me and the nigga that goes to the bar, goes to the club, and he wanna be with the bottles and pop them. I'll drink the motherfucking bottles and then I'll pop in your fucking head with the bottles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah,
the other
no
nigga
doubt.
Eat them bottles, they won't even use them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the only weapon we got in the club. You ain't sneak nothing there.
Now, you have a history of being, I guess scary is the word to a lot of people in the industry and out the industry. At this time in your life, like, how do you lift that stigma? What do you do to get people to, as opposed to, you know, turning their head when you walk into a room, to be willing to smile and shake your hand? Like, is there anything you could do to change that image, or I would say just be accepted in more circles? Because you definitely have an extreme legacy coming from behind you. Like, is there, because I mean, we're tight, we're cool, and there ain't ever been no fucking problems ever. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the people just don't know who the real fucking Pete Powers is. They just have this image of what you used to be, you know what I'm saying? Or not what you used to be, but what you did that they consider acting out of character. But you, I mean, at the times, you did it out of necessity.
I ain't no different from anybody else.
Right.
There's a lot of niggas with their own story, you know what I'm saying? I just feel good that I can lift my head and they can walk with my chin up, you know what I'm saying? Stick my chest out. You know what I mean? Whoever was from my time, and never ain't no Toto cards on me, B. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if a nigga create one, then you know, that's on him, B. But you know, It's just, it's a blessing to still be. I thought I'd be dead at 21, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Grown-ass man, you know what I'm saying? With some grown-ass bars. I just want to jump in the game real quick, double dutch. Jump in, jump out, uno, dos, y tres, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to go in, I want to jump in and jump the fuck out and play the background, bro. I couldn't give a fuck if you gave me a Tone Loc or you gave me a motherfucking Young MC and I got to bust a move, nigga. I couldn't give 40 fucks. Funky Cole Medina my ass with a one single hit wonder, nigga. I don't care. Yeah. Give me something, I deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. What do you have to offer? What do you? And I don't mean as a musician. Man. I mean, let's say the music pops. What do you have to offer?
Dope ass offer, nigga. Charisma. You know what I'm saying? Talent. You know what I mean? Character. My character's retarded. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My talk is basically sprocket, nigga. I'm out there, nigga. I'm in space, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I'm having conversations with Thanos, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't got my rings yet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I ain't
yeah.
playing with these niggas, baby.
So what's next? Like, after the album drops?
Man, let me tell you something. Let me bring back that MC shit situation because I am a big fan of the Griselda team, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I am a Benny the Butcher. I'm the fucking, I love, what's his name, man?
Westside Gunner.
I like my man Conway. Them niggas is a blessing. That's a breath of fresh air, you know what I'm saying, right now in hip-hop. You know what I mean? And they just got their little deal, you know what I'm saying, with Roc Nation. Saluting 10.
Word.
They're the truth in 10.
That's, and yeah, they Roc Nation management signed on the Shady.
No, I gotta do some songs with them niggas, B.
Yeah,
whoever listening,
that.
Y'all never heard of them, y'all better go do your homework, man. These niggas are problems, bro. This is what the locks was when they were coming out. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. It's
so
the same energy.
And hungry,
yeah, that's
you
true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's very true. What can people expect from Pete Powers after this album drops? Do you have anything planned? Are you working on anything?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get that cartoon accomplished with my twin on the side of me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, the law of power.
We not playing, you know what I'm saying? I probably kill a dope-ass podcast, but I really don't want to do something that everybody's doing right now. You know what I mean? There's definitely still going to be growth.
Yeah, you've definitely never been a wave rider.
Yeah,
you've always created your own fucking...
Factory, you know, strawberry daiquiris.
Yeah, you've always... Yo, your choice of words has always been... And I couldn't compare you to anybody, but I would definitely say the same way E-40 had his own slang in the Bay.
Nah, I'll give E his props, man.
The same way Nori had his own queen shit. Niggas don't know Pete Powers.
Y'all hear that nigga? You know what that is? That's me, nigga. Straight jacket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Straight jacket, nigga. In the straight jacket for real. Yeah.
Definitely. Where can people hear your stuff?
Man, y'all can find me on everything, man. SoundCloud. You can go cop my single on Tidal. You can cop that shit on fucking on Spotify. I got a hell of a catalog, man.
Yeah, you got a lot of content out there.
You want to look me up on YouTube? I got like 50-something videos. You know what I'm saying? I came from the DVD era as well. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I bug out, bro. I look on the shelf. I see all these DVDs. Cheddar, Truth. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Blam DVD. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Smack. All that shit be like crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, if any listeners from Nightcap looking
crazy
to get into a new artist or somebody that hasn't been on their radar, Pete has an extensive library of content.
Yo, what the fuck was on Tyler the Creator's mind, bro?
Yo, you heard that freestyle?
Yo, bro, I'm gonna tell you something, Flex. I hope you see this podcast. I don't give a fuck, nigga. If you ain't wanna lose your job, I would've fucking waited for him outside. And I would've fucking boomeranged that nigga, son. I'm dead serious, baby. That's my word. And if Tyler hit his shit, dog, I will boomerang you if you ever put me in some shit like that, my nigga.
Is he gay?
Bro, it don't even matter, but the shit that nigga was spitting, fam, my nigga, that shit was just crazy, fam. He had the nigga really, really uncomfortable before. Uncomfortable nigga, he was doing a lot of smiling, Flex.
Yeah, he
you know
was.
She was crazy, B. But
he
I'm
was.
Just saying, and I'm, you know, yo, Flex, like, don't get it twisted. I was mad for you, twin. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on, bro? I'm sorry, I just jumped into my own interview with this shit. You know what I'm saying? News tells you now, the title of the creator. I would have burnt that nigga for real in his video. You know, you see his video, he was melting? I'd have melted that nigga right there. Like, bro, that nigga was bugging.
Yeah, he did a lot.
I mean, yo,
he did a lot.
I listened
to the whole interview.
I'm not raining on your parade. Wave your flag. You know what I'm saying? That's you, bro.
But
I'm
you
not
know,
going there.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's definitely not a homophobic thing.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. But that shit was crazy, my man.
But to his defense, did you hear the interview before it?
Nah, I didn't hear it.
Flex was kind of shitting on him the entire interview.
I hear you.
So, I mean...
For him to do what he did,
I wouldn't do that, but maybe
I'm saying this and I'm going hard because I didn't hear the interview.
Yeah, you got it. He was kind of shitting on him the whole... He kept... And it wasn't like... You know, Flex does all that funny, you know, little stabs
but
here and
that
there.
That nigga is crazy, bro. I sat there and I was like, hey,
yo. Yo, I didn't listen to the whole freestyle. I got up to the fucking... I don't even remember what part, but I was like,
Did Flex make him feel funny that he had to flow like that? He had to take that shit to the village? Like,
I don't know. I feel like he was doing something just to embarrass Flex.
Bro, he went crazy on that nigga.
And
bro,
I think Tyler's the type of person that could give a fuck about what anybody thinks of him. So respect to that.
And he was, what's up with that ASAP Rocky? He was, that nigga said, I'm about to tat his name on my rib, nigga. That nigga is crazy, B.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to ASAP, man. Nobody knows. That's a fucked up situation.
He's home now, though.
Oh, he is?
He home. And I believe that he get convicted, he ain't going back. Why the fuck would he go back? He don't have to. He'll just never go back to the country.
Why not? Yeah, word up. They can't come over here and get
him. Yeah, they ain't going to get him. They said that the reason they let him go was because, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they say that Trump threatened him and said that if they don't let him, he sent a team over there to be there during the trial, and if he don't, if they didn't let him, like, release him after, before they sent him, that there was going to be a problem.
So now Trump gets his fucking brownie points for only that.
That's what he uses
it
for.
Smoking niggas' boots and shit.
Right.
Got niggas at the rally, B.
But he home. He definitely home. But I don't see why he would ever go back there. I wouldn't. Who gives a shit?
That shit is. Like, go take me. I'm gonna go to the L House.
Got you.
Get some food, bro. That fucking yo. That's the most nastiest. Don't ever eat no fucking Dunkin' Donut sandwich cold, bro. That shit'll kill you.
Yeah, why'd you?
I don't know, my nigga. We ain't have a microwave, bro. It was just right there.
You should have ate it at the beginning.
Yeah, chill.
It was hot.
Chill. Hold up. They go. Who's that? A traffic cop? Go get a fucking real job.
With that being said, Pete, I got to bring you back at some point. We got to do this again.
Factory.
Easy.